Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. And now, the Rise Guys morning show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
Kuna Matana. All right, so I guess that's your theme today, huh?
Win Disney, I guess.
What?
Or Win Disney, I guess.
Win Disney.
Not Win Dixie. Win Disney. I don't know.
Win Disney.
Yeah.
Win what?
It's Wednesday. Isn't it? I think it is.
Win Disney Day.
Yeah.
Win Disney Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And we get on the scene.
I guess it came to that because, you know, Little Mermaid controversy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. I look forward to The Lion King later then.
The Lion King.
Oh, it is Hakuna Matata. God, in my mind, I was thinking that was Mulan.
Oh, no. I don't know any songs from Mulan.
I don't either. What's up to, we spoke of the Golden Child earlier, the movie. I'd like to say hello to the actual Golden Child, Angel, who's listening right now, my sister, the greatest child that ever lived. True. You don't believe me, you ask my mama.
Amazing.
I'm sorry?
Amazing.
I hear my mother being drowned out by
her home.
There we go. Hey, mama. She was probably actually talking to Angel when she said that. Hey, favorite baby, is what you say to her. Hey, Angel.
Hey, favorite baby.
Angel's hanging out in the Queen City today of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The general area. I can't tell you her exact location right now. But after the show, I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like the GPS coordinates, please.
By the way, here's the thing about Fatboy. What a weirdo. Fatboy did a good deed, and then when he did the good deed, and the person didn't realize that he did this good deed, now he's pissed off that the person didn't do the good deed. Tell Paige what you were saying about your neighbor, and what kind of power tool was this?
No, it was just a...
listen to this.
A socket set. So I got some new neighbors.
Yeah.
To one side. I haven't really talked to. Though I see him vaping when I leave for work,
mm-hmm.
but he still won't say anything. So he was out there changing his rotors or his pads, something.
Doing some brake work.
Yeah, he's working on his calipers. He had his ratchets out there, and it's a real nice car, you know, takes good care of it. Well, he left one of his sockets out in the parking lot. I noticed it when I pulled in. So I'm like, okay, I don't really know the guy. I can't knock on the door and say, well, here's a socket. So I'll put it on his windowsill, and he'll see it. He'll put it back in his set, whatever.
The windowsill of his apartment or his car?
His apartment.
Okay.
We're going to put a socket on his car.
Right.
Well, I don't wrong know.
Roll off.
So I put it on the sill. I'm like, he'll see it. That's cool. And a couple days go by. It's still there, but I haven't really seen him. So I'm like, maybe he's out of town. I can't really pin his schedule down.
Right.
I usually can because I'm home before most people. And I'll watch coming in and out. I'm a good neighborhood watch.
There you are.
I can't pinpoint his schedule. Okay, so a week goes by. I see his girlfriend, wife, whatever. She don't say anything either, but I see her. I'm like, well, she'll take it. No. About, 10, 12 days go by, still sitting on the damn sill. Socket. He goes out and vapes. You don't see it? It's still sitting there.
Why does he go outside to vape? You're not allowed. If you have a smoking agreement in your apartment, is that the non-smoking apartments?
I don't know.
Can you vape in non-smoking apartments?
At this point, probably not.
I guess it's up to the landlord.
Yeah, probably so. But, you know, a lot of
if
people
he vapes or not.
Would rather go outside so that, especially, so you're not just vaping or smoking constantly.
I would vape and then turn on the ceiling fan real high and just watch a big old tornado swirl around. That'd be awesome.
I don't do either, so I never asked if we could or not.
Yeah.
But he goes outside, and then nothing happens. I bet you I can go home today, and it's still sitting there.
Take it back.
Maybe he didn't see it.
There's no way he
could. Set it in front of his door.
I might have to. I might have to put it in his mailbox and give it to the mail lady and say, put this in his mailbox.
You're like a bipolar Samaritan is what you are.
I'm like, take it already.
Your intentions are good, but now you're getting pissed.
You're getting mad at the guy about it.
At this point, I'm going to knock on the door and say, I put that there. I wasn't going to say anything, but I put it there. And you're just going to leave it?
I am not.
He made you bend over.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
I will help. I will go out of my way to help somebody out. I mean, I really, really will. But I'm not like good neighbor material. I just admit that. I keep my yard trimmed and all that stuff and the house up and all that. But like Paige talks about her neighbor situation all the time. Mm-hmm. Like how there's it's a real community. You actually you know your neighbor's names.
Very
well. And
I don't know them.
I don't know. I see, dude, this is so sad. I know my neighbor if I'm standing on my in my front yard, the neighbor to my right, nicest guy in the world. I talk to him probably two or three times a week. I don't know his name. I want to go look in his mailbox at his mail and find out what his name is. Because how do I find out?
Ask him.
The only time.
That would be a dick move.
Introduce yourself and he'll tell you.
I've talked to him for 2 years, a long time.
Well, have you introduced yourself and said what your name is? Does he know your name?
Well, he should.
The only time the neighbor.
The only time the neighbor
to one side talked to me was asking me the name of the neighbor on the other side. I'm like, I don't know him. I don't know you. Mm-hmm. Why are you asking me what his name is?
Yeah.
Let's talk. We don't have to hang out a lot, but at least have that initial chat.
But Paige has neighbors who you don't have to say the names, Paige, but Paige was telling me the other day she had a neighbor who came over. Listen to this. You remember the old days you wanted to go and see your neighbor, you'd go borrow a cup of sugar? Paige had a neighbor come over the other day wanting to borrow a Band-Aid.
He was cut, and I was going to, but I did.
Did he give it back later?
Did he give it back? Blown?
No, but I didn't have any. But my neighbors, I live in a really great section where we know and take care of everybody.
Yes.
I mean, there was a time where it was bad, and I didn't like any of them. But now, I mean, honestly, they were terrible people. But now, I really like the neighbors that
The Band-Aid person, what else have they borrowed from you? Toilet paper?
Garbage bags. Hi, Adam. Garbage bags.
What?
Sugar.
Garbage bags?
Yeah. I mean, if
they
you...
give those back?
No, I just give them to him. You got a garbage bag? Sure.
What else?
His glass to hold a dollar.
Gallon of milk?
A vacuum cleaner.
God, yes.
What are you giving this
You're
guy?
You're being used as a neighbor.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I've given money to some of them. I've given them rides. I've bought this one lady some cigarettes because she
not mustache.
She couldn't get to the store.
You gave her what?
I bought her cigarettes.
I don't mind giving somebody a ride, especially if I'm going that way already. You know, that's fine. But as far as the vacuum cleaner, no, it might be worth more than their car.
Yeah, nine owns several $1,000 vacuum.
All right, obviously, I'm not going to say where Paige lives, but there's a store close by.
Right nearby.
Literally, don't give any landmarks.
Stop, you can throw a rock.
Yeah.
I would walk there. Listen to what I'm saying, Paige.
Yeah. Fatboy would walk there.
My dentist is in this parking lot. Where I'm at right now on Garlington Road, my dentist is in this parking lot. I drive.
He drives.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to have to walk back across the parking lot when I'm leaving.
It's 55 feet.
If you need something, you just hang it. You know, it's kind of like
something more efficient.
It's kind of like a Melrose place. We know what's going on. There's no drama. Well, there is some drama, but not between me and
him. Do you ever, do you reciprocate? In other words, do you go out and say, hey, do you have any cotton balls or whatever it is, you know?
No, but I've
loofahs.
I've asked them to help me.
Can I borrow a loofah?
The way I sit on my couch is right at the sliding glass door. So people that walk on either side, you have to see me when you walk by. So I'm like, somebody's going to talk. You know, I got the screen open. I'll throw the hand up. Nothing. Just straight through. Stone cold, forward.
You're sitting there, you position the couch by the door.
Yeah.
And you leave the screen door. So when people walk by, they have to see and you wave to them?
I'm like, yeah, the neighbors on either side. I'm like, They're going to talk. They have to say something now. They see me. Nope, they just look straight ahead. Mm-hmm. They'll even have people over playing horseshoes to where if they miss the peg, it's going to go flying through my door.
It's Mr. Wendell.
And nobody still says anything. I got to go. What I got to do? What I'm going to do? Go out, wave it around? Get people to talk to me?
Just set out in the yard.
Do you ever have, like, neighborhood dinners or anything where you all get together or anything like
they
that?
They grill out.
I mean, because that's the best time. We're planning on doing that again soon.
Our neighbors don't. I mean, the only thing they do as a unit or as a community or whatever is once a year at Christmas, they do the bags that they set on fire or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It starts off nice.
It's gonna be, talking about.
It's going to be a tea light in a bag, but halfway through the night as the wind blows, half the neighborhood's ablaze.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Preacher's going to come in here one day and say, yeah, my neighbor came over. He hasn't even had any Sudafed, pneumonia, and paint thinner.
What the hell?
If I had any extra silverware that he could burn.
Have you had anybody ask to use your bathroom, Paige?
No.
That's a
well, yeah. I mean, they've come over and they've used the bathroom while they were talking.
Oh, they didn't ask. He just said, has anybody ever asked?
No, they just
come over and use the bathroom.
They don't ask. They just barge in and go.
I was talking to them because they know, you know, they. My husband was Mr. Social. He would be smoking. So the smokers know everybody in the neighborhood. Everybody knew Mr. Chris.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Chris, like, all the time we get a knock at the door. Where's Chris? There's a snake. I've got a leak. Blah, blah, blah. Chris would fix everything for him.
Oh,
and when he passed, the ladies were like, oh, my gosh, nobody's going to help us anymore.
Yeah.
Open the door. I got a leak. Leave me a cigarette in the mailbox.
Like, your neighbors would come over and say, "What? First of all, what's their excuse in not using their restroom, Paige? Why would they say I need to borrow
your
restroom?
Because I was talking to him, and he had been drinking, and so he had to use the restroom.
And
but I was talking to him about some other stuff, and, you know.
I mean, it's not like you live in like a giant country house where your neighbor's a mile and a half away.
No.
Like he would just go up, you know, he'd walk. I'm not, okay.
Yeah,
no,
he
he'd
was
walk
telling
out
me about,
and up
you know,
and
he
around.
Was, he was telling me about his new girlfriend and showing me pictures of her, which she's really nice. And then he had to
she have clothes on?
Of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing naughty going on. Yeah.
And when he would go to your restroom, was it just a number one?
Yes.
I'd be livid.
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay in there,
especially
buddy?
If you don't have a crap fan. Right.
I'd be livid.
Oh, boy.
This neighbor of mine I got to at least talk to because he vapes in the dark. He's got stickers and machine guns all over his car.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to put in some kind of conversation.
God dang it.
See what I'm dealing with.
You're a rare gem. He vapes in the dark and has machine gun
neighbors.
Stickers.
He's got a pretty good-looking old lady, but I feel like if I look at her when she's walking the dog, then she might get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
she keeps her head down.
Look the other way when he walks by the screen door.
Goodness.
This is going to sound strange, but since I've lived in Piedmont/Moonville, I have had no problems with any of my neighbors outside of I have some of them who, when the weather's nice, they like to party really, really late on about the third day of the month usually.
Yeah, with really bad language
yes!
music, right?
And the kids.
Oh, yeah. The kids were listening to
it. Well, the funny thing about that is sometimes I'll be out with my dog 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning before work, letting her do her bathroom stuff in the yard, and they'll still be out there partying. And by the time it's 3:30, 4 o'clock, they're drunk and yelling at each other about cocaine and stuff. So that's kind of funny. But and then there's some people down the block who oftentimes have big fires going at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
And I think they may or may not operate a chop shop.
Oh, God.
But other than that, my neighbors are great.
But other than that.
I got a neighbor on the far end that gets busted by the cops every weekend. They haul his truck off. They haul him to jail. I don't know if he's got some weekend deal where he's supposed to go serve time or what. But
good Lord.
I can't go to bed until about 1 a.m. Friday nights because there's always a siren going off blue lights.
I mean,
you're
so antisocial.
I'm not antisocial.
Because my neighbor Al, when he bakes something, he'll give me some of his brownies. And if I bake something, I'll share my cookies with my neighbors.
What?
we're just
I don't know if that's a euphemism or what.
What's
the strangest thing somebody came up and asked you to borrow? Or not even borrow, but Paige, do you have this?
Okay, like, the strangest thing was, you know, the weed whacker thing? Whatever you call that thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Weed eater?
Weed eater?
Weed eater, yeah. He wanted that, so I let him borrow it. And then he came back, and he's like, this is when Chris moved in right after we got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't believe you got engaged. And I said, well, he's a great man. I'm happy. And he goes, well, if you ever want to trade up. And he's standing there with no shirt on. And I thought, well, That's really strange to say to someone who just got engaged.
He didn't go pawn the weed whacker.
No. What was he trying to borrow, though?
He borrowed the weed thing, you know, to weed his yard. And then he came back and said that to me. And I told Chris, he said, you need to avoid that man from here on out.
I'm going to go kick his ass.
No, he didn't.
Like, you ever had a woman come up and say, hey, can I borrow a maxi pad?
Oh.
Yes, I've had.
Did they give it back?
No, I gave him like a whole box of tampons.
God, you're the nicest person.
You got
a
stock.
If you could pick your neighbor on the show, in other words, if you could pick one of us to be your next door neighbor, everybody would say pick.
Yes.
Well, Fallen by nine.
Go get stuff.
Yeah,
it's her trading post. You could take a dump and she'll give you money.
It's true. I mean, you can just move right
in. The little kids were like, they don't hassle you for, like, they'll wash your car or do yard work in your neighborhood.
No, I don't live in the Bahamas.
Okay.
1-800-774-0093. Nine, you might be in the running for that. You seem to have more rapport with your neighbors as far as, you know, I feel like you and Mr. Blankgood probably stand at the fence talking to each other.
We do. About once a week, we'll see each other out there and we'll just stand there and talk for a few minutes.
Yeah. I don't want to say his full name.
He talks about the Bible and stuff. And I can talk to him about it because I know.
Yeah, you should read it, James.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk about neighbors. We'll talk about is Paige too nice and your calls right after this. Hold on.
The Rise Guys.
I like anything that's inappropriate.
They talk about some crazy.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. We're doing some open phones. We're talking about neighbors. We're talking about neighbors who borrow things all the time. Well, we've talked about a lot today. Disney innuendos, vaping medicine, all kinds. Let's go first to some phones. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Jungle Jim Casey. The legend. Good morning, Jungle Jim.
Hey, man. What's happening with you, brother?
How are you, sir?
Oh, man. Just trying to get her done today, man. It's, you know, another beautiful day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know this guy, man.
I mean, it is actually compared to what we've had, yeah. But, you know, I don't know if I don't know if that boy told you, but I am actually the lifeguard that came to your rescue when you got stuck on the slide at Ocean Lakes in 87.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. Dude. I was a beach lifeguard. Yeah, man. You were a little fat kid. I mean, I couldn't help it. I was only 17, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I looked like Jess Piccoli, and there was a girl there with us. Can't remember her name. She was real skinny, had big yayas, and I don't know, man. But you're the only kid that's ever got stuck on a slide, so it had to be you. And I worked at Ocean Lakes in 80.
Well, and thank you for your service to me and my body. Now, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think my big – the mistake was not me being so fat as a child trying to slide through down that slide, but I didn't jump in the water first and get lubed up.
Right, non-wet slide, dry stuff, And then the whole – I felt kind of sorry for you there because everybody did laugh at you. And, you know, I was kind of a heavy-set child. I was husky,
Husky.
I graduated high school. I weighed 96 pounds and 6 foot tall. But
I weighed that in like third grade.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, man, this is quite a reunion we're having here. I feel as though I owe you something.
Saved his life.
No, dude. I've called you and talked to you about this before. I was in nursing and I retired now. I'm just playing the drums, man. Just doing the musician thing. And
look at that.
Yeah, but it's funny you're talking about borrowing things because when I did live in Murfreesboro, I've lived there a couple times, and the last time I lived there, the new parties had started where my wife at the time was a hairdresser, and they had one of those adult-themed parties, you know. I guess I don't have to go any further, you know,
sure.
The miscellaneous things you use.
Yeah.
And
wait a minute, are you talking about a sex toy party or a swinger party?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you could say that or not, but anyway, a party.
Yeah.
And my wife bought something, and we had these weird neighbors, man. They were like some snake cult. They wore coffee filters on their head or whatever the hell it was. And,
Lord.
The blue jeans, skirts, and tennis shoes, man. I weren't sure if they were going to, you know, chuck a crucifix at you or kiss you on the cheek. Not sure. These people are weird as hell, but anyway.
Yeah.
She was talking to her at the fence. I guess she kind of, back in those days, I was playing all the time, and, you know, we kind of, we're the outcasts. We try to fit in with everybody. You know, I'm in a rock band. I got weird hours and drums and loud music at the time. Anyway, she talked this lady at the fence. I guess she told her about it. So about 2-3 days later, the lady comes. She's not wearing a coffee filter thing. And she's, you know, just kind of dressed normal, still in a skirt. And she asked for her. And I said, yeah, okay, you know, she's not here, she's at work, whatever. She said, told me what she had told her, you know, about the party, and asked if she could borrow that item. Oh. And I was horrified.
She wanted to borrow the sex toy.
Yes, she wanted to borrow the sex toy. I don't know if she didn't know that was in poor taste, if she just didn't know any better.
She might have thought it was a blender.
Goodness.
Yeah. She might have thought it was some kind of...
All day with the windows closed, I didn't go outside for the rest of the day.
Well, let me say again, I'm glad no one asked you about your drumming on the way to save my life that day. I could have died. I really could have died.
That's true.
Yeah, no shit.
You can't say that either. All right, Casey, learn a lesson. Thank you.
How'd you get to that story so quick?
Which one?
Where you said she wanted to borrow a toy. It took him about 10 minutes to get there.
I mean, at first, when I said, was it a swinger party or a sex toy party, he says, yeah, one of them. Like, which one?
That dude might have been stoned over the last 30 years.
Back in the 90s, you called them surprise parties. Really, that's what they would call it. They'd call it surprise parties. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you knew they wouldn't selling Avon or Stanley Home products or water filters or nothing. They were selling dildos and B-plugs. Let's go to 1-800-774-0093. Fat Boys at P1 Uber?
Yeah.
Uber, good morning. Line 4.
It's Uber, actually. Uber.
Uber.
Yep. So we have the weirdest neighbor. We live out in the country, so we have a lot of land. Never had a problem with anybody, really, but we didn't really know this guy too much. He just kind of kept to himself.
Yeah.
So we had a friend that we're going to let, you know, hunt on our property. And he came to me after setting up a stand, and he said, I just had the weirdest experience. And I'm like, okay. And he said, your neighbor came over while I was setting up my stand and marked his territory.
Oh, okay.
Yep, just right there in front of him. Marked his territory.
No, I know. I mean, I get it. Why, though?
We don't know. Never did find out.
Maybe he just had to pee.
Lifted his leg.
No, it's pretty strange to have somebody walk out in the middle of the woods and just...
No, I see. Yeah,
he's just illustrating where the property line was.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you had to deal with that, Hubert. Hubert. Thank you. Either way, whatever it is, thank you so much for sharing that. I'll tell you, I prefer the spring and summer of the year because on my back porch, now, judge me if you will, when it's all plush and greenery in my backyard, my neighbors with the goats can't see me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will arc one off the sun deck. But during the fall and winter, when all those leaves go away, they can see me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're inside then.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you don't have anything. They probably couldn't see detail from that far away.
Oh, you could.
I doubt it.
Oh, you could.
I doubt it.
They could.
Make a boomerang out of it.
That's right.
Binoculars.
or do a boomerang video.
Right, you have Paige over here where she's got neighbors asking to borrow a microwave. Maybe a VCR so they can dub a tape.
I don't have one. You're on
your own. Paige lives next to Felicia from Friday.
I do.
Let's go to a big winner here on the show recently. P1 Nanya, good morning.
Good morning.
What did says here you got a crazy neighbor. What happened?
He stole my boat. And how we found out he did it, we were at church and our other neighbor called us and like, did you let someone borrow your boat? And we're like, no. So we take off to go home, and there's just like a trail of life jackets that have fell off the boat. Uh-huh. So the police find him because they follow the trail of life jackets, and so he's arrested. But this isn't the best part. The best part is like 2 weeks later, we see a ad for a truck on Craigslist. So we call, we email about it. And the guy emails us back and says, you know what truck it is? It's the one that I was driving when I got arrested for stealing your boat.
Oh, my God. And how close proximity is this neighbor? Like next door, a street over, or what?
A street over.
God bless.
Is he a musician from Myrtle Beach?
Yeah. Did he save my life one time at Ocean Lakes? I might know who you're talking about. I could connect you back together. Yeah.
God. He was going to do like a trial by jury. Yeah. And I looked at my husband and I said, just take the email.
Good. I know, right? Have mercy. Well, did you get your boat back, though?
Yeah, finally.
That's what you get for going to church. All right. Thank you, Nanya. Have a good morning.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow the trail of life jackets.
Instead of breadcrumbs, it was the trail of life jackets.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is something you don't have to steal because it's free, and we're going to give it away next. We have tickets to see the Black Crowes.
Keys.
No. Like, they broke up years ago.
Oh, they hate each other.
Yeah, they haven't toured in years. But
Black Sabbath? No, Black Keys.
Black Keys and Modest Mouse.
That's right. That was a test. You all passed.
Thank you. Woo, good for us.
You cannot win the tickets, so only you listening can. If you want to play, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. You're going to need some schooling. We're going to do it right after this. Hold on.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
You ready to do some winning?
Yeah.
Hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop,
ba-bow.
Time to call and rep your town. From Chesney to Greenville, we'll find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller, that phone from Hendersonville? Tell me, who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's witty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, boom-bop, Spellenberg, boom-bop,
ba-bow.
You're going to have that old boy calling about your bell ringing again.
I know. He's going to be mad about it.
By the way, if you want to get in on the FOF line to chastise Nine about playing the bell too much or being anti-Little Mermaid or whatever it is, number 864-241-4318, the FOF line. In the meantime, though, we have tickets to see the Black Keys.
Thank you. And Modest Mouse. November 9th, State Farm Arena in Atlanta on a Saturday night.
Fantastic. All right. We have a couple folks. This is going to be like Clemson, Carolina right here.
Yeah, it is.
This is Spellenberg. Two cities against each other with representative from each said city taking on each other in a spelling bee of sorts. Greenville, represented today by Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Jason, the pressure's got to be on. I mean, you're representing, yeah, that Greenville. Not just regular Greenville anymore, but yeah, that Greenville.
This one here.
Yeah.
I feel the pressure.
Okay, well, you should, because you're taking on Spartanburg's very own David. Hey, David.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Thank God.
Oh, these guys both sound pretty bright to
they
me.
They do.
Right? They both sound pretty bright.
David, how far along did you go in school?
Let's see. I got past my fifth grade education. Now I got a little bit of college.
Some college. That's in my alma mater as well. Jason, what about you?
I'm from the same university of some college.
Some college.
Okay. I tried to get a couple dummies.
Yeah.
That's not them.
Well, you couldn't tell by talking to them that they're pretty bright? They sound pretty bright.
Well, we're going to see how bright they are because I'm going to say a series of words. When you hear the word, you scream your name in an attempt to spell it. If you misspell it, you will hear this sound right here. This sound.
You misspell it?
That sound.
That sound.
If you get it right, you'll hear this sound. A ring-a-ding-ding. Best of five wins. You will not lose any points for trying to guess.
Illegal.
Everybody understand?
Got it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Word number one, Spellenberg. Greenville versus Spartanburg is receipt.
Jason
was in first. Judge Jimmy, you agree?
Yeah, Jason was
Jason,
first.
Spell receipt.
It's R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
Give him a ding. That's right. On the board with one. Woo. To correct me if I'm wrong, Fat Boy, nothing.
Nothing.
One and nothing.
Big old nothing.
All right, here we go. Word number two, Spellenberg, Greenville versus Spartanburg edition.
David.
I hadn't said a word yet.
Bill got him.
Go ahead and try to spell the word then. You think I was going to say.
Oh, I thought you said addition.
Oh, no.
Judge Jimmy, do I say a word now, or do we make him spell the word he thinks I was going to say?
No, just keep playing.
All right, here's the word. Word number two, license.
Jason. David.
Judge Jimmy.
I heard Jason.
Jason was in first again. Spell the word license.
L-I-C-E-N-S-E.
Yeah, I don't like how this is going. I mean, I appreciate the fact that y'all are really good at spelling and stuff, but God.
I think both words we've had so far, I think either one of the guys could have got them right, just that Jason got in first.
All right, I'm going to have to up the ante a little bit.
Yeah.
Right now, it's 2-0 in favor of Jason. See, David Spartanburg is literally like they're gonna make you go live in Inman now.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose this game, you realize that? All right, here we go. Word number three: Spellenberg. Spartanburg versus Greenville. Word number three is camouflage.
David.
Jason was
Jason
clearly,
was
I mean,
clearly in
first.
Jason, spell camouflage.
C A M O U S. L-A-G-E.
Golly! Yeah, you got it right.
He's good at this.
You got it right.
Oh, he's good.
All right. Did we change this to best of seven or is it best of five? I can't remember.
Well, if it's best of five, it's over. Let's do best of seven.
Best of seven it is. All right, here we go.
Come on, Dave.
David, really.
Come on, David.
I need you to get into this. All right, here we go. Word number four, Spellenberg. Spartanburg versus Greenville. The word is possession.
David
was first.
P-O-S-S-E-S-S-I-O-N.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
On the board.
All right. It's 3-1.
You didn't get shut out.
You did not get shut out. You can hang your hat on that.
Man, they both spelled words.
All right.
Decently.
That's right. All right. Here we go. This could decide the game right here, Paige, and you'll have to throw on some extra headlines possibly.
All right.
Here we go. The next word. Spellenberg, Greenville versus Spartanburg. The word is millennial.
David. M I L L E N I A L.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's right. Paige shook her head. No. Hold on. What's the problem here?
Did he have two N's or one N?
I only heard one N.
I only heard one N.
Spell it again, then. I may have misheard you.
Paige, hold up one finger as well.
M I L L E N N I A L.
Well, I'd see now.
I definitely got it right that time, but the first time I only heard one M.
I only said one.
All right, so
don't come to
this guy. He's an honest person.
If he loses me, I'll let him play again tomorrow just because he's honest about it.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Give it to him. He got it.
Then he won if you want to give it to him.
You want to give it to him and let him win?
Yes, I do.
All right, then. Wow.
What?
He just surrendered. He just surrendered.
Can we let David play another game
like
later in the week for being such an honest player?
David, because you're so honest, we'll let you play whatever game we decide to play tomorrow. Is that fine?
I would love it.
All right.
Wow.
We're doing the biggest butt in the upstate contest tomorrow, so you'll be able to play. All right. Hold on, though. We will get your information, but we do have to say congratulations to Mr. Voorhees himself. Jason! You did it. Congratulations. Oh. We'll send you over to Stink Martindale. Stink, if you would, please.
Well, congratulations, Jason. You're going to Atlanta November 9th, State Farm Arena for Modest Mouse and the Black Keys Live.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Who are you
going to
take with you? You got a girlfriend?
I'm taking my beautiful wife. That's our 20th anniversary is that same month, so that'll be perfect.
Did you get married when you're four? How old are you?
Yeah, we got married at 19, so.
Damn. Well, look at that. Got any kids?
And you know what? Today's my birthday, too, so
Golly!
That's pretty exciting.
Are you a U.S.-born citizen?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah! This is you made my day, the trifecta.
Everything
all right.
going on.
Hold on, Jason. We're going to get your information. Don't kill anybody while you're on hold.
Yeah, I think tomorrow we should play the same game, David versus Brittany from Morganton.
Oh, you want to? What, the biggest butt contest?
No, Spellenberg.
Oh, okay.
It's Brittany.
Yeah, and then Friday, don't forget the deepest throat contest. That's going to be fun, too, for Black Keys.
Fat Boy's ineligible, so who knows?
I got a couple of nominees downstairs.
You remember, I got my tonsils taken out, so the more room, the merrier. Right, Paige? What are you working on in the Plex? We'll get into that next.
We're going to find out why most people say the left is their best side. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
She's not talking about the political scene.
I hope not. People are going to be mad if she is.
All right, she's talking about balls. All right, we'll get to that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Relevant local talk. It's not a national show.
Lies, local, and proud.
Really local, really good.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.